government and the bus here needs to engage better in relation to the public transport, because there's students there that wish to travel to, like in my local area here, that want to travel to Mulford School, who are living in Trinta and in Kilmacrenan and Churchill, and their closest school to them is Letterkenny, and they're insisting that they travel there. And what's happening then on the back of this is that parents have to go and look about a concessionary ticket, and they're not guaranteed a seat on the bus, and it's costing them an extra €350.
You're also questioning how this distance is being calculated.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, because in a number of cases I have measured it, they go on the main route, and it is closer to travel to Mulford than to Letterkenny in some instances. But they're doing it from Dublin on a Google Maps system, and they're taking back roads and by roads to get the closest school to try and eliminate giving the bus pass to the school of choice for the children.
So you're saying their estimations are inaccurate?
Yeah, their estimations are accurate in some instances, because they're using back roads and by roads where they should be using calculating the main route which the parents would travel on the road to, or the bus would travel to take the children to the school. But then parents are under more pressure trying to come up with the money to buy these tickets to make sure that their children's afforded the best opportunity in education and the best school choice for them. But also you have students from Letterkenny who are looking to travel to Mulford also. And then on the other side of the coin, you have people maybe from Fannett or from Downings that are looking to travel to Letterkenny to school. So everybody should be afforded an opportunity to have a choice of whatever school they wish to go to.